We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're joined in studio by Doran Dickerson, former NFL tight end, Pit All-American, brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Mike's always has at least 50 local beers on tap. Steelers and Rams. Ike Taylor going to join us at 3 o'clock to break that one down. Jalen Ramsey, Juju Smith-Schuster, job Mike Tomlin's doing with that defense. The Inept Bowl at MetLife Stadium on Sunday is Jets-Giants. Saquon Barkley grew up in the Bronx. His old man, diehard Jets fan.
It's amazing that his old man then created such a talented athlete because he's a fan of such a loser team.
This is Saquon Barkley on the conundrum for his dad on Sunday.
How's my dad going to handle it? Yeah, it's kind of weird because he has a Jets tattoo. So even if he wears a Saquon Barkley jersey, he's still repping the Jets. But my dad, if you ever met my dad, you know my dad. He's been a Jet fan his whole life. So yes, he's going to root for the Jets, yes, but he's going to root for the Giants and his son at the same time. So he gets the best of both worlds, watches his team that he grew up rooting for and gets to watch his son live his dream.
You're saying he actually roots for them to win?
I think what he said, I think he's going to wear a Jets jersey. That's going to be an interesting one. But I gave it to him because it's a Joe Namath jersey. I think I got him that jersey, actually, the Joe Namath one. So, but at the end of the day, I know this situation is going to come about one day, but I'm happy for him, you know. I was a Jets fan growing up, too. It's fun. It's going to be a little fun competition at Barkley House.
Again, to repeat, Saquon Barkley's dad is going to watch his son play. And he's going to be wearing a Jets jersey. Doran, did your dad ever wear a Steelers jersey to a game you played in?
My mom used to troll me all the time with Steelers stuff. Every team I played for, she would come up to Buffalo and leave her toothbrush, and it'd be a Steelers toothbrush. She would leave in my apartment on purpose. Every time I would come home, whatever team I was playing for, she had Steelers mats, Steelers blankets, a little Texans whatever on the side.
So if the Texans played Steelers, the Steelers, who was your mom rooting for?
She was rooting for me, but probably rooting for the Steelers.
She wanted you to have a good game, yes, but wanted the
and
Steelers
safe,
to win the
but
game.
She wanted Steelers to win, yes.
So that's what I think Barkley's dad
is. That is insane.
Yes, I know. And it used to make me so mad.
No, I think that's real. I can hear you getting fired up now.
So
still
mad.
Making you. That's real fandom to me. That's the realest fan. Like,
remember
his
Justin
mother.
Lane's old man, yeah. Justin Lane's dad? Like, he had a Browns bathroom that was orange and brown
burned
and he repainted it black and
gold.
Basically,
burned the damn thing down. I think that's real fandom. That's your flesh and blood. And I have to believe that what Doran said there about what his mom used to do is what Barkley's dad's going to do. Maybe he'll even tell Saquon, like, I'm rooting for you, son, and on some level I want to see the Giants win, and his fingers are crossed behind his back because it's a lie. He wants to see the Jets pummel them, and the only thing he's rooting for is for Saquon to have a good game and a loss and Saquon to not get hurt.
Right.
Otherwise,
right,
he wants the Jets to whoop ass.
I can absolutely actually relate to this as somebody that is married but has no kids. It's like the ultimate fantasy conundrum. When
your
you have fantasy
player.
Players going yep. against the Steelers, and you want the Steelers to win, but you want your guys to still have big games.
For you, it would be the Giants.
I don't have a team anymore.
You have the Giants.
No, I mean, I don't have a fantasy team anymore.
Well, yeah, because you tried to propose a trade.
No, they the trade got us accepted the and then vetoed.
And then, yeah.
And then I quit
and
the
then
league.
You quit the league, took your ball and
oh,
went
you,
home.
I didn't know you quit.
His
ghost
I dropped all my players.
I remember when that
won.
Happened. I
didn't your ghost happened. Team win?
My ghost team has won like 4 weeks in a row. It's red hot. It's on its way to the playoffs. It's on autopilot.
The ship is just heading out to sea, but it's still having a great voyage.
One more from Barkley's old man. He says, if the Giants win the Super Bowl, then I'll put a 26 on my arm. I'll have the trophy tattooed. He's got work to do. Until then, it's the Jets.
Dude, that sounds like such a dad comment.
Wasn't Barry
it?
Sanders' dad like that, too? I think he was like that. Like, whenever he went to Oklahoma State, but he loved Oklahoma, and he wouldn't, like, cheer for Barry Sanders. His dad was, like, real tough on him, and always would cheer for Oklahoma.
I was going to say, it would be more understandable if his dad was like, I'm not cheering for the Lions. Sorry, pal.
His dad was, like, real tough on him.
I'm never going to cheer for that team.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.